you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given to mankind by which we must be saved. Of course, that is the name of Jesus. It is only by that name that we can have eternal life, that we can have hope. Amen. I love it. Hey, praise the Lord. Happy Thursday. This, of course, May the 22nd, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. Hello there. So good to be spending some time with you. How's the week coming along for you? Pretty warm this week, hasn't it? Yeah, I was just thinking the other day how snow and ice and shoveling the snow and ice is such a distant memory. And I'm okay with that too, praise the Lord. I'm completely okay with that. Well, I pray that your week is coming along well. In fact, Tuesday night, my wife Aubrey had a VBS meeting. Our church is going to be hosting VBS this year, and I love Vacation Bible School. It's just so neat where churches get to open their doors, which they need to be doing that every week, of course, but specifically focusing on reaching out to the kids. Special week dedicated to teaching them the Word of God in fun and unique ways. And I know many, many people growing up enjoyed going to VBS and Awana and special events like that. And if your church will be hosting a Vacation Bible School, we would love to promote that on the Great News Radio event calendar. Just send that information to us in writing at least 2 weeks in advance so we can get that on the calendar as far out as possible. You can send that in writing to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can send it through our website, greatnewsradio.org. We'd love to promote your Vacation Bible School. And if you can, maybe be praying for the churches here in the area as they host their Vacation Bible Schools throughout the summer and for the next several weeks. But in the meantime, we would love to promote yours. So be sure to get that in on the Great News Radio event calendar. And I'll tell you what, speaking of the calendar, be sure to mark November 6th through the 15th on your calendar for a special 10-day trip to Israel. We've been talking about it here for the last several weeks, and I know you're thinking, oh, November, it's still ways away, but it's funny how things just creep up. Where the next thing you know, it's like, whoa, how did we get here? But this gives you an opportunity to prayerfully consider joining us as part of the Great News Radio Israel Tour and give you an opportunity to save up as well. There's a special early bird pricing that will go on through the end of July. So this will give you time to pray about it with your spouse, see if this is something that's good for you. We're doing our Israel Tour again, 10 days, November 6th through the 15th. And the theme this year, the focus, is You Have Heard It Said, But I Tell You. So be sure to join us on this unique trip that will focus on the four Gospels as we walk through the fifth Gospel, the land of Israel. And the trip will intentionally be paced to allow time for learning, reflection, and revelation. So if you want more information on the trip to Israel, again, November 6th through the 15th, just give us a call. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or you can get more information by hopping on our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click at the tab there on the right-hand side that says Israel Trip. Again, greatnewsradio.org. You don't want to miss this. Well, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking about how you, friend, are not beyond hope. We have Jesus Christ, and through him that we have true hope. But today we're going to be talking about how you are not beyond hope. And we're going to be taking a look at a great Old Testament story from 2 Samuel chapter 9. That's coming up, how you are not beyond hope. That's on the way right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. Is a lamp unto my feet and a light. feel afraid, think I've lost my way. Still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side.
Have you ever gotten to a place in your life where you felt like you've blown it? I mean, blown it so much where you felt like you lost all hope? You know, friend, we all need hope. We've all made mistakes. We feel shame or regret over something in our past or in our present. We've tried to fix things in our lives and we failed. You know, even those among us who seem to have it all together have areas of hurt in our lives. And if we're not careful, we can be blinded by the onslaught of mistakes, shame, and even regret. Face enough of that, by the way, we can lose hope, lose sight of that hope really quick. So growing up, friend, what did you want to be growing up? What was your dreams? I know many people, they want to be a president, maybe a doctor, an astronaut, maybe a superhero, a Power Ranger. You know, these are some of the future occupations of third graders everywhere. Why? Well, children have their entire lives ahead of them. And at their age, the sky is the limit and there's time to dream. And it's okay to hope for a better tomorrow. Friend, what if your entire life were ahead of you, too? What if your tomorrow could be better than your yesterday? That's what hope is all about, being free from your past to create a brand new future. We look forward to the life ahead of us when we're young, and yet, with each passing year, mistakes enter the picture, bad decisions are made, sin enters the picture, and our past begins to overtake our future, and we begin to lose hope. Anybody else ever been there? Hope becomes a concept for other people because it's too late for me. You know, our past helps define who we are. You know that, right? And that's often a good thing in terms of our heritage, our upbringing, and our experience as well. But unfortunately, our past failures, regrets, and shameful experiences can also define us. We can feel trapped by our past, which also can lead us to feel like nothing will ever change. Eventually, a sense of hopelessness begins to develop. But the Bible tells us that we are never beyond hope. Did you hear that today, friend? The Bible tells us that we are never beyond hope. Regardless of the past, there is hope. Amen. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 through 13. And we read an interesting story there about Mephibosheth. And verse 6 of 2 Samuel 9 says, "When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay honor to him. David said, 'Mephibosheth, at your service,' he replied. 'Don't be afraid,' David said to him, 'for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that had belonged to your grandfather, Saul, and you will always eat at my table.'" Talk about a great honor right there. Verse 8 of 2 Samuel 9, "Mephibosheth bowed down and said, 'What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?'" Strong statement there. Verse 9, "Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's steward, and said to him, 'I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for.'" As we look down in verse 12, "Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth. And he lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table. He was lame in both feet." You know, friend, if ever a person had the right to give up on hope, it was Mephibosheth. He was the grandson of the former King Saul, who had tried to kill David. See, Saul had been David's most powerful enemy. So Mephibosheth was the grandson of David's worst enemy. That's the kind of family heritage you don't want to be part of, especially when King David is the king. So he not only has a bad family heritage, it also gets worse. Mephibosheth couldn't walk. See, when his grandfather, King Saul, died, his family feared for their lives because King Saul, let's just say, he wasn't a good guy. So they made a hasty escape from what they thought would be the coming wrath of King David. And it was actually common in that culture for kings to kill the entire families of their enemies. So in the midst of the hasty escape, when Mephibosheth was 5 years old, his nurse picked him up and accidentally dropped him, making him become disabled. I mean, it was an accident. And as the saying goes, accidents happen, yet we still suffer from them. You know, Mephibosheth suffered exile as a consequence of having King Saul as his grandfather. Saul chose to be David's enemy. You can read about this in the Old Testament. This was something outside of Mephibosheth's control. Saul had made the choice even before Mephibosheth was born. He inherited suffering from the choices of other people. And Mephibosheth was living in a town or a community, a little town called Lodabar, which means no communication, no word, no pasture. So no one forced him to live where he was. He made the choice, maybe out of fear or maybe even shame of having the same name or the same heritage or the same family background like King Saul. And exile may have come from the choices of others, but the choice to live in such an isolated place was his own choice. And you know what, friend? We all, in our own way, are like Mephibosheth. I mean, we have experienced suffering that was no one else's fault, but it was due to circumstances. We have experienced suffering that was directly due to the sinful actions of others. And we also have experienced suffering that was due to our own poor choices. And sometimes those circumstances can cause us to feel like we're hopeless, without hope. So David, as we read here in 2 Samuel 9, David reached out to Mephibosheth. But he didn't know the nature of David's inquiry. For all he knew, David was going to come to kill him. You know, I wonder what Mephibosheth was thinking when he approached David. I mean, he bowed down, as we read here, and referred to himself as a dead dog. He saw himself as unworthy of hope, unworthy of any offering of grace. And this pathetic phrase reveals so much about how Mephibosheth saw himself, how his identity had been shaped and solidified by tragedy and pain in his life. The years of being ostracized, the years of disability, the years of wondering if God had cursed him or even hated him. And in Mephibosheth's journey, two things kept his hopelessness alive and well: shame and regret. You know, friend, as I look at this passage, it just baffles me that people say that the word of God is irrelevant. I know many of us today listening here on this Thursday can relate to Mephibosheth, his circumstances, his situation, calling himself a dead dog. So two things kept his hopelessness alive and well. It was the shame and the regret. See, guilt says, I did something wrong. While shame says, I am wrong. Regret is what I feel when I've done something I wish I hadn't. When regret is not dealt with directly and redemptively, it leads to even more regret. And I'll tell you what, shame and regret both have the ability to keep me from seeing the hope that's right in front of me. And the same goes for you, friend. Mephibosheth struggled to see himself as David saw him. He struggled to understand that the goodness of the king was more powerful than the suffering of his past. Mephibosheth could have stayed trapped by shame and regret, or he could have embraced the hope that was right in front of him. He was not beyond hope, friend. And maybe Mephibosheth was hoping that his death would be quick and painless, but little did he know David had a blessing for him, despite his past. And then David spoke these words in verse 7, "Do not be afraid." Mephibosheth intentionally may have questioned why David would offer him such hope, because he told him he can eat at the king's table anytime he wants. It's like the president of the United States giving you a call and say, hey, such and such, come on over. You can come over and have dinner. Nothing but the finest stuff from my White House staff anytime you want. Mephibosheth intentionally may have questioned why David would offer him such hope. Even so, he wisely chose to embrace and live that hope. The king treated Mephibosheth and his son as if they were his own family. Mephibosheth lived out the rest of his days in Jerusalem, eating at the king's table. Talk about an awesome ending to that story. Mephibosheth experienced the fulfillment of hope in three ways. The choices of others no longer were held against him. He was set free by his own poor choices, and the king restored him. That is what God does in our lives. He doesn't hold the choices of others against us. He forgives our past. He forgives us for our past. He gives us good gifts we often never see coming. Mephibosheth suffered due to circumstances, sinful actions of others, and his own poor choices, but still he chose to embrace hope. The past may offer shame and regret, but you can let God's hope, friend, you can let the hope of Jesus Christ shape your future today, right now. Your entire life is still ahead of you.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in deepest sin, my hand will save. I will make the stars of night, I will make the darkness bright, who will bear my life to death? Shall I?
That's right. Here I am, Lord, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for letting me tag along with you today as part of your Thursday. And it is through your prayerful and your financial support that allows us to do what we did today, tomorrow, and for years to come. So would you prayerfully consider, as we kind of wrap up the month of May, would you prayerfully consider maybe setting in a single gift to Great News Radio? Your gift is so, so appreciated. You can send in your gift of support and words of encouragement as well. We really enjoy those. To Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give safely and securely at our website. It's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. As we head into the summer months, it's typically a little bit slower for ministries and not-for-profits. So your gift of support will really help us out, especially as we begin the summer months. So thank you so much for not only your financial support, but your prayerful support as well. It is so, so appreciated. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark and Jason back in the studio tomorrow, continuing their study on the book of Acts. So until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.